We usually think of Latin as the language of law or philosophy or logic. Well, here's a twist. How about Elvis in Latin? Linguist Jeff Nunberg recently had the opportunity to hear how Elvis sounds in Latin, and he has these thoughts.
Have you ever seen Winnie et le Pooh? A Latin translation of the Pooh stories by a European box scholar living in Brazil, published in 1960. It was an international success, the first ever foreign language book on the New York Times bestseller lists. It's still in print. Still, the books always bothered me. Winnie the Pooh was precious enough in English, and translating it into Latin invests that language with entirely the wrong sort of nostalgia. If we're going to have a commercial success in Latin, I'd much prefer that it be the sort of thing I just received in the mail from a Finnish friend who lives in France. This is the work of a man named Dr. Jukka Amont, an amateur singer and professor of literature at the University of Jyväskylä in Finland. As Amont tells the story, he was going through a period of intense depression when Elvis Presley came to him in a dream and told him to record his songs in Latin. Amont went to a colleague from the classics department, and they collaborated on a CD called The Legend Lives Forever, Elvis in Latin. Here, for example, is Amont's version of It's Now or Never, or as it goes in Latin, Nunc hic aut numquam. Amont doesn't try to translate any of Elvis's early rockers, which is probably just as well. I could go to my grave very happily without knowing what You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog sounds like in Latin. Instead, he concentrates on ballads, particularly the Mediterranean sort of material that Elvis started to perform in the 60s. Songs like I Can't Help Falling in Love with You and Impossible. This is the sort of music that appeals to Finnish sensibilities. You knew, of course, that Finland is the tango capital of Europe. Actually, it may have been the music that Elvis liked best, too. When he was growing up, after all, the big vocalists were all those Italian-American singers like Dean Martin, Jerry Vale, and Julius La Rosa. Peter Guralnik reports in his recent biography that Elvis had a big collection of Mario Lanza records when he was still in his teens. And It's Now or Never was just a version of O Sole Mio, which Tony Martin had a hit with in 1950 under the title There's No Tomorrow. I suppose you could argue that the whole rock and roll period of the late 50s was only a digression for Elvis on the way to realizing his real ambition of becoming an Italian lounge singer. In any case, this sort of material works fine in Latin if you make allowances for Amon's slightly karaoke renditions. Here's the Latin version of Surrender, which, of course, was just an English version of the Italian song Come Back to Sorrento. Kun te basio jam puro, ardet corden novus furo, in te quoque flammam esse, scio cum te basio. Of course, it shouldn't be surprising that a song that was originally written in Italian or French works well in Latin. And yet, it takes you back a bit. We don't think of Latin as sounding so, well, so Latin. People always talk about Latin as this enormously dignified language, the language of law and philosophy, the language of logic and precision, the perfect instrument for inculcating mental discipline into generations of schoolboys before we all went soft and permissive. We think of it as a language with lots of genders but no sex. You look at the rows of Roman busts in the Louvre or the Villa Borghese, it doesn't occur to you that these people even had pelvises. But of course, that's a conception of Latin that has less to do with Catullus than with Brideshead Revisited, all those upper-class Englishmen sloshing their way around their country houses, reciting Latin tags to their teddy bears. That's why Winnie et le Pooh was such a great success, I suppose. It turns Latin into a dialect of Edwardian English. Only, we should bear in mind that if the Latin poets were alive, they'd be much bigger fans of Elvis than of A.A. Milne. And who knows, maybe vice versa as well. You wonder why this CD doesn't include a Latin version of Elvis's great tribute to Virgil, Aeneid, Your Love Tonight.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist at Stanford University and the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center.